Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince William is being accused of bullying. The target? His brother, Harry. Andrew Morton's biography, Meghan, a Hollywood Princess, it was originally published in 2018 and is now getting an update in the form of 6 new chapters. In the new chapters, Morton writes, "The Duchess of Cambridge's coolness towards Meghan and William's alleged bullying contributed to a devastating Cain and Abel fallout between the brothers. Harry was the prime mover in souring relations between the Sussexes and the royal family, but it was Meghan who took the hit." Cosmopolitan reminds us this isn't the first time claims have surfaced about William allegedly bullying Harry and Meghan. In January 2020, shortly after Harry and Meghan announced their decision to step back from royal duties, the Sunday Times reported that the Sussexes had been pushed away from the royal family by the bullying attitude of his brother, the Duke of Cambridge, and quoted a source who said the couple decided on their royal exit after 2 years of constantly being told their place. The royal family immediately shut down the rumours with Harry and William, even going so far as to issue a rare joint statement decrying them. Despite clear denials, a false story ran in the UK newspaper today speculating about the relationship between the Duke of Sussex and the Duke of Cambridge, they said in a joint statement. For brothers who care so deeply about the issues surrounding mental health, the use of inflammatory language in this way is offensive and potentially harmful. The Express says that William put his foot down and rejected a UK christening ceremony for Princess Lilibet. A senior member of the royal family allegedly suggested it wasn't a particularly good idea. NBC royal correspondent Neil Sean claimed, "One of the bigger problems that Meghan really encountered of later is that she wanted her daughter Lilibet Diana to be christened in the place where she was married alongside her husband Prince Harry, and then the christening of her firstborn Archie. But that came to a grinding halt. Both Harry and Meghan were very keen to make that return and make sure that christening happened, particularly in front of Her Majesty the Queen. Some people may say they're just capitalizing on their royal connection, and why not? It's how they make money now. But moving forward, there was one person who basically decided there wasn't an appetite for this, and that person seemingly is, so far not willing to kiss and make up with his younger brother." According to a very good source, Prince William was the one who basically said, "No, we don't think this is going to work. It wasn't a particularly good idea." People writes that Prince William is not playing around when it comes to soccer. William visited Dulwich Hamlet Club in southeast London, joining forces with podcaster and former soccer star Peter Crouch to keep the ball rolling on a new initiative. William's meeting with the players, club management, and football fans from a range of clubs was the next step in the fan-led review, a program set up in April 2021 to provide a comprehensive examination of the English football system and explore ways of improving the governance, ownership, and financial sustainability of clubs across all levels of the sport. Representatives from both on and off the pitch offered their opinions on the review's initial findings and discussed the importance of grassroots and lower league clubs, as well as how to support them. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Andrew Morton's book update also dusts off the so-called tiara tantrum. Morton writes, "In November 2018, just days after the couple returned from their successful tour down under, the Times reported that Meghan had thrown a tiara tantrum shortly before her wedding because the tiara she wanted to wear was not available. Her prima donna behaviour apparently earned a rebuke from the Queen herself, who told Harry, 'She gets what tiara she's given by me.' The Queen's formidable dresser, Angela Kelly, who is the guardian of Her Majesty's jewellery, is said to have informed the irate prince that certain security protocols had to be adhered to in order to access the priceless piece. Harry would have none of it, telling anyone who would listen, 'What Meghan wants, Meghan gets.' His ringing phrase did her no favours. And could Buckingham Palace turn into a Versailles-like tourist trap? A royal source said to Fabulous Digital that Prince Charles is said to find Buckingham Palace too big, too impersonal, and far too costly to run for what is basically a royal admin centre. He sees his future as some sort of open space for the public, open all the time, not just for the summer. Maybe a permanent exhibition of decades of history on the royal family." Royal commentator Neil Sean told The Express that Her Majesty is not a fan of turning the historic pad into a tourist trap. He said, "This will not be happening anytime soon, particularly while we still have our gracious Majesty the Queen with us. She's not very keen on that particular idea and believes, of course, that it should remain a family home of sorts." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.